Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week, it's a program made just for Halloween. Coming up this hour, we'll hear some of the spookiest numbers from the Great American Songbook, including some familiar tunes about spells, ghosts, and witchcraft, sung by Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, and Frank Sinatra. We'll also hear some novelty Halloween songs by Lambert Hendrickson Ross and Louis Armstrong, and Mel Torme will bring us an eerie number, often curiously referred to as the Hungarian Suicide Song. It's Witchcraft, Songs for a Haunted Halloween, coming up next on Afterglow.
Oh.
The smoldering Sally Blair from her 1958 album Hello Tiger, with an almost voodoo-like performance of Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's That Old Black Magic. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. Halloween is this week, so on this program, we're looking at some Halloween-related music, songs about ghosts, witchcraft, and other haunted topics. The Halloween song, per se, wasn't really a thing until the late 1950s and early 1960s, when anyone with a guitar or access to a recording studio seemed to record a spooky novelty number. Most of these songs, like The Mummy's Ball, Frankenstein's Den, Ghost Train, and I'm the Wolfman, are lost to history, or your bargain basement Halloween compilation record. But the familiar Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers became a number one hit in 1962. Most of the songs we're looking at this hour, however, have only a scant connection to Halloween. But there are a handful of pre-1962 novelty numbers by jazz artists that are fairly Halloween-specific. Let's hear some now. First, here's the jazz trio Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross in 1961 with Dave Lambert's novelty song, Halloween Spooks, on Afterglow. Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen. Ooh, ah. That the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
On when it gets late, along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for a jamboree. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes. Some have fangs about this size, some short and fat, some tall and thin, and
Some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
Then they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do do wow, 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 wow.
So close all the windows,
lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why, he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause you clip your top if it will fit.
He likes some little, he likes some big. Put him in the middle or wear a wig.
Black or white or even red.
The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip, hip and a clippity-clop.
Why, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan, cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop and a clippity-clop. Look out!
We know what we're talking about, believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kind of crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you? Hmm?
Boy, don't you go in there. Come out of there, boy. Don't you know that house is haunted? There's an old deserted mansion on an old forgotten road where the better ghosts and goblins always hang out. One night they threw a party in a manner a la mode, and they cordially invited all the gang out. At a dark, bewitching hour, when the fun was loud and hearty, a notorious wallflower became the life of the party. Spooks were having their midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful train. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, now a goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance, all the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped their broomstick when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such an ugly laughter, such hilarious groan. When the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones.
Uh-huh.
few explicitly spooky songs for Halloween. We just heard Louis Armstrong and the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra with The Skeleton in the Closet from 1936. That came from the Bing Crosby film Pennies from Heaven, Armstrong's first featured billing in a film, where Armstrong gets some skeletons dancing inside a haunted nightclub by playing this tune. Before that, we heard singer Kay Starr in 1948 with the Gene DePaul and Don Ray song, The Headless Horseman. And starting that set, we heard Halloween Spooks, a novelty tune from the jazz vocalese trio Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. This next spooky tune for Halloween comes from Hungarian composer Rezső Seres. The original Hungarian lyrics to the song were about war and despair, and those were later replaced by lyrics, both in Hungarian and English, that talked about lost love and suicide. By the time Billie Holiday recorded this in 1941, it was known informally as the Hungarian Suicide Song. The dark nature of this song has made it one of the more haunted jazz standards, with alleged reports of suicide even linked to the song. This haunting version I'll play for you now comes from 1958 on Mel Torme's first album for the Verve label. Here's Mel Torme with Gloomy Sunday on Afterglow.
Turning you, would they be angry if I thought of joining you? Gloomy Sunday. I spend it all, my heart and I have decided to end it all. Soon there'll be candles and prayers that are sad, I know. Let them not weep. let 'em know that I'm glad to go. Death is no dream, for in death I'm caressing you with the last breath of my soul. I'll be blessing you. Is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. The house is haunted by the memories that refuse to die. I can't get away from a vision that brings intimate glimpses of intimate things. A voice in my heart, like a torch singer sings. I wonder who's kissing her now. The house is haunted by the echo of your favorite song. The place is cluttered up with memories that have lived too long, much too long. The ceiling is white, but the shadows are black. The ghost in my heart says she'll never come back. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye. Forget you. I'll never forget you. The house is haunted by the echo of your last goodbye.
Mel Torme and the Marty Paich Orchestra with The House is Haunted by the Echo of Your Last Goodbye. That's from the 1958 album Torme. Before that, we heard another song recorded on the same 1958 session. That was Gloomy Sunday by Rejo Ceres and Sam M. Lewis, sometimes referred to as the Hungarian Suicide Song. We're looking at some haunted numbers this hour, and we'll turn now to two tunes from one of the most haunting voices in popular song, Lady Day, Billie Holiday. These next two tunes are not particularly spooky in and of themselves, but they do have the word ghost in the title, so, you know, that's something. First, here's Billie Holiday with I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance on Afterglow.
I need your love so badly. I love you all so madly. But I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I'd found you, but other loves surround you, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'll be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'll be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, for I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Yesterday, is false. When I've gone to bed, weirdly come your calls, mournfully, scornfully dead. Folly of love I've strangled, pulsing heart I thought was gone. Give no peace, will not cease, prowling round till dawn. Ghost of yesterday, every night you're here, whispering away. Might have been, might have been, oh my dear. Foolish heart must pay, ghost of yesterday. Ghost of yesterday, every night you're here, whispering away. Might have been, oh my dear. Foolish heart must pay, ghost of yesterday. Ghost of yesterday.
Two ghost songs from Billie Holiday. That was Ghost of Yesterday, a song by Irene Kitchings and Arthur Herzog, a recording for Vocalion Records in 1940, and before that, Holiday again, this time in 1955 with I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance by Victor Young and Ned Washington. We'll have more songs about ghosts, witches, and other spooky things in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to a Halloween edition of Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at a handful of haunted tunes this hour, songs about ghosts, witches, and other spooky things in honor of Halloween.
As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Ghost riders in the sky.
That was a little bit of the spooky country and western novelty number Ghost Riders in the Sky, a hit for Peggy Lee in 1949. Coming up, we'll hear some more jazz-inspired tunes about witches and witchcraft. But first, here's a Halloween favorite, originally written by Screamin' Jay Hawkins. This is Nina Simone in 1965 with her R&B hit version of I Put a Spell on You on Afterglow.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You're mine.
There's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart. Sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart. Be still. It's you who must belong to me. good
Anita O'Day with the Gene Krupa Orchestra in 1941, and the spooky Rob Bauer and Teddy Hill song, The Walls Keep Talkin'. Before that, Joe Stafford in 1950 with Haunted Heart by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz from the musical Inside USA. And starting that set, we heard Nina Simone with the Screamin' Jay Hawkins tune, I Put a Spell on You. We're looking at haunting tunes for Halloween this hour, and this next song is one of the most mysterious, haunting, and eerie tunes from the jazz canon. It comes from Johnny Mercer and David Raskin, the title song from the 1944 film noir, Laura. It's about a mysterious woman, Laura, who may or may not be real. Julie London recorded a memorable version of this tune on her debut album in 1955, as did Frank Sinatra and Billy Eckstein. However, the most haunting version of this tune comes from 1961, the debut album from singer Gene Lee and pianist Rand Blake. Blake's piano part can at times resemble the expressionist sounds of German 20th century composer Arnold Schoenberg, while Lee's breathy and hazy vocals leave you feeling unsettled. Here now is Gene Lee and Rand Blake with Laura on Afterglow.
Thank you.
Haunting Johnny Mercer and David Raskin tune, Laura, performed in 1961 by Gene Lee and Rand Blake from their debut album, The Newest Sound Around. I'll close off this haunting Halloween show with two tunes that might not be all that mysterious or spooky, but which are nonetheless Bewitching. Here is Frank Sinatra with two witch-themed tunes, both from 1957, beginning with the Rodgers and Hart song, Bewitched, on Afterglow.
She's a fool and don't I know it, but a fool can have her charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this silly situation has me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, am I. Couldn't sleep, wouldn't sleep. Love came and told me, shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. I lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She might laugh, but I love it. Although the laughs I'll sing to her, bring spring to her, and long for the day when I'll cling to her, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it. What good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft. And although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one I wouldn't switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you. That crazy witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo, when you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pitch, but one that I'd never switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle in 1957 with Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee's Witchcraft and Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's Bewitched. And thanks for tuning in to this bewitching and haunting edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.